Thanks for listening to Live Forever Young Radio. Muscle loss or sarcopenia is one of the leading causes of increased mortality and low quality of life. In the United States alone, it ends up costing the healthcare industry $40.4 billion a year. Today, we are talking to Eric Kurtz, the inventor of a truly revolutionary new product that can reverse muscle aging and increase strength and endurance called Myotrol. Eric is a research-based scientist and inventor who holds over 20 different patents and has made significant discoveries and breakthroughs in the space of therapeutic nutraceutical product creation and research for over 40 years. We had the opportunity to speak to Eric and get into detail about how Myotrol works and why it could possibly put an end to muscle wasting and the inevitable health problems that go with it. So get ready to live forever young.
Eric, we're really, really honored that you could join us today. We've been talking to you for a while now about your new creation called Myotrol. But before we get started talking about that, would you mind giving us a little background about yourself and how you got into the world of life science and development of nutraceuticals?
Sure. I've been involved in research and development and especially proprietary product development in the nutraceutical and the pharmaceutical industry for over 30 years. And as a result of that, developed a number of different innovative and proprietary patented technologies, both on the formulation side as well as the finished product side. And the last 5 or 6 years, my focus has been more on discovery-based research related to new applications for natural ingredients and also the formulations that would be needed to make those effective.
Great. And how long have you been working on the development of Myotrol?
Well, Myotrol emerged over the last 5 or 6 years, primarily related to the unsolved issues or problems related to aging muscle in people, because currently there really aren't any really effective formulations for dealing with muscle loss that comes with aging. And so there appears to be a huge vacuum there for a product that could really be effective for that purpose.
Great. That was the motivation for you to start the development of Myotrol, was to ultimately find a solution for aging muscle?
That's correct. With a particular emphasis on screening different natural compounds for gene activity, what's called gene expression.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Were there some breakthroughs in the field of life sciences that you learned from other people that helped you along the way with your research and development?
Yeah, so over the years, I've been following the research areas that are involved in aging and muscle loss itself. But one of the things that kept popping up is that while many companies were focused on anti-aging and attempting to increase the lifespan of both humans and animals, very few people were looking at practical aspects of the quality of life that's associated with aging. And one of the big gorillas in the living room, so to speak, was the loss of functionality or mobility that comes with the loss of muscle strength, and also the corresponding lack of energy associated with movement, muscles in general.
So it's fair to say the purpose of the new development that's called now called Myotrol is to help people restore their level of muscle back to a younger age, and in addition, to help increase their energy.
That's correct. Energy and endurance, because endurance or stamina is one of the key things that you'll hear people complaining about as they get older. I have a lack of energy. Well, what specifically is that lack of energy associated with? Well, basically, it's just getting off the couch at a certain point. It's getting motivated to be able to get out and actually engage in some kind of activity.
And I think also if people want to go out and about, I remember a few weeks ago, I went to visit my sister and her 3 grandchildren. And the first thing they want to all do is go out and play kickball. All right. and they want to run. They want to run around, and they expect you to get up to bat and kick the ball and run to first base. And if you're going to play kickball for a whole hour and chase after the ball and run the bases with your grandkids, you definitely need a lot of stamina, and you have to have strength to be able to kick the ball. Otherwise, you're just sitting on the sideline cheering on some young people.
Yeah, exactly. Millions of people every year go to the doctor complaining of low energy, CF, chronic fatigue syndrome. And a lot of that comes from not having the motivation to get up off the couch, the energy. And then obviously, if you're not motivated to get off the couch, then the muscle wasting that you're already undergoing as you're aging is only compounding, because as they say, if you don't use it, you lose it, right?
Yeah, I guess there was some information, Eric, we were talking about earlier about how bad the problem really is. And apparently, by the time someone gets to be 50 years old, they've lost between 15 and 30% of all of their muscle. And then it keeps going as you age. You keep losing muscle at about 10% every decade. And I'd also heard that when you turn to be around 75, there's another precipitous drop. And that by the time people get to be 80 years old, most of them have lost over half of their.
That's correct. And in the last 30 years or 40 years, scientific research has begun to unravel what is going on in terms of tissue, aging tissue and muscle, what contributes to a lack of muscle strength as we age, which genes are specifically involved in that process, and also which signaling pathways and enzyme systems are related, because really you need a system-wide approach to deal with that problem.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you go about the process? Like, could you describe to us the process of how you particularly create a new product like this? We know you're using research of your own and from the field of life science, but how do you go from reading research to actually having a finished product?
Not to trivialize it, but basically conducting discovery-based research these days can be from in the laboratory using DNA arrays. For example, there's a DNA chip that measures over 28,000 different human genes. So they're basically looking at the human genome and seeing which specific natural molecules can either upregulate, which means increase the activity, or downregulate, which means decrease the activity of different genes, because those genes are really the building blocks behind proteins and other enzyme systems, which are more complex systems, which are upstream. The building blocks themselves are the genes. If you can activate them, then you can set in motion a whole cascade of activities that travel upstream and downstream back and forth through a network of energy channels, which ultimately result in effects that can be felt in muscles themselves and in the energy levels that a person experiences.
That's great. And so using that technology piece, plus your 30 years of experience in the field, you're able to draw things from here and there, science from here, knowledge you have from the past, put it all together in that creation. Then how do you go about testing it once you have what you think might work? What's the next step?
First, we look for the gene activity. So we know which genes. The good news is that the last 30 or 40 years, science has discovered which genes are key genes that are related to things like declining muscle with aging. And some of these genes are contained in what's called the mitochondria, which is sort of the power source within our cells. And so the mitochondria is an extremely important aspect here. But where we've gone beyond, the Myotrol product has really gone beyond other so-called anti-aging supplements that might be primarily focused on stimulating NAD, what's called NAD in the mitochondria. Myotrol deals with the entire system of signaling pathways that start in the mitochondria with things like NAD and the genes that are associated with regenerating that power source in the cell, but it also deals systemically with all the other signaling pathways that can act to suppress that activity. Because it's one thing stimulating a particular gene system in an energy source like the mitochondria. It's another thing translating that into actual practical or tangible effects in muscle. That's the difference between the micro and the macro. Most of the longevity research has been focused on the mitochondria. And okay, there's a reason for that, because aging itself, and here we have a subset of aging, which is a decline in muscle strength. But overall, aging itself, the same principles are involved here that are related to muscle, as are involved with the decline in vitality and aging itself. So while we're not focusing primarily on lengthening lifespan, the fact of the matter is that comes with the territory, because you need to do the same types of things that would lengthen lifespan to revitalize, because you're revitalizing not just muscle, but other tissues in the body. Those aging tissues, even organs like the heart and the liver and different things, all of them decline as we get older. And part of this process is to regenerate the entire system. So it's really a system-wide approach.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense, because we were doing some research and some of the health issues that can come up from muscle loss is, you know, you lose your balance, you fall, you could get osteoporosis, you could have issues with blood flow, respiratory issues, digestive issues, urination issues, vision issues. So like what you're saying is exactly right. As you lose muscle, the whole system starts to follow. So if you do something to increase muscle, and to increase the way that it performs, it'll help the whole system as a whole. So it's kind of looking at it as taking one focus and saying, this can work for the rest of the body. So that's interesting, because you think to yourself, like, I have an 85-year-old aunt who I noticeably can see, like, within the last 5 to 6 years, she has gone from being a healthy weight to, like, the last time I saw her, she weighed like 98, almost 100, maybe 102 pounds at the most. So it's crazy. You can actually, that drop off is so pronounced, especially as you age in the muscle wasting. It's just, I've seen it. So I can relate to that part of it anyway.
Yeah, there are two things that I want to emphasize that happen where research over the last 30 years focused on that relate to both aging in general and muscle loss in particular. The two things that have been found to primarily lengthen lifespan are exercise and fasting, right? Now, everybody got interested in fasting a number of years ago because it's associated with a stimulation of a particular gene. And exercise had been found for many years now to be beneficial in terms of lengthening both animal and human lifespan. So something is going on with those two things that stimulate certain genes and certain enzymes in the body that it's very beneficial. So we started looking at what those gene sets were that are activated by both fasting and exercise, because they're different systems, but they are interrelated. And we found that we could mimic or stimulate the same types of processes that go on with either fasting or exercise without having to do either one of those things. Most people don't have the discipline to fast or to get out and exercise right now. I'm not saying that people should stop watching their diet and not get out and exercise, because it will only be better if they complement exercise and dietary moderation with myotrol, then it's the best of all worlds. It only gets better.
Absolutely.
That's great. Eric, we encourage people to exercise all the time and have podcasts about it and how to modify their habits and not have a sedentary lifestyle. Can you tell us a little bit about what is going on with myotrol that helps people feel motivated to exercise?
That's a good question, because it's difficult to really explain all of the different aspects that the myotrol product deals with. We're just touching on a few of them today, but there's much deeper levels of which can be gone on a number of different key systems. But one of those is called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's a complicated sounding name, but and it's abbreviated as BDNF. But basically, BDNF is going to be the gene or the system that's associated with the hand-eye coordination, the mobility of the body. The brain has to send a signal to other parts of the body to initiate movement. If you think about it, it's a very practical thing, but first you have to have the thought that you're going to get up from the couch or the chair or get out of bed. That first comes the thought. The thought sends a signal to the muscles that initiate the movement. Part of the problem that happens as people age is that the transmission of the information or the connection between the thinking process or the brain and the movement of the body or the motility starts being affected. So the signals are not traveling as well as they used to. And part of what Myotrol attempts to address is to stimulate the activity of BDNF in the body, in the brain, which helps with the motility issue. Now, that's just one of a number of different systems that are activated by Myotrol. But it's an important one because obviously the motivation or the ability to get out and do something, to get out and exercise, is extremely important. As we were saying before, we're not suggesting that Myotrol is going to take the place of either exercise or dietary restriction. What we are saying is the Myotrol will enhance all those other activities that come with the territory. That's an important point.
I agree. So I also think it's important to note that, yes, Myotrol is actually working on genetic signaling. And from what I understand about the product, you would want to actually take it with something that provides the nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and good fats that the body needs in order to rebuild and repair. Because as you become more active, you get more energetic, and you start to develop more muscles through these genetic signals, you're going to need the building blocks to create those. And as Myotrol can sound the alarm, if you will, by creating these signals, you would want great nutrition to be able to make it work even better along hand in hand with the exercise, I would think, correct?
That's correct. Because where Myotrol is different from other current supplements like vitamins, minerals, proteins, amino acids, and even anabolic steroids like testosterone injections and things like that, is not dealing with those dietary sources, potential energy, like taking a lot of protein powder and things like that. It's only going to go so far. If you don't also activate or deal with the declining activity of the different gene pools or the groups of genes in the mitochondria and other parts of the body, which goes all the way from the power source all the way out through the network and eventually finds its way to the muscle that also interacts with the brain. That's what makes Myotrol very unique, is that you might be taking protein powders and all these other nutritional products, and that's great. You need those things. But you need something else that's a system-wide tuning mechanism that changes other aspects of the body that are key building blocks to enable those supplements to really work to their maximum effect. Because you can take a bunch of protein powder and then hope that you're going to get out and exercise and run and everything. But most people over 60 or 70 will notice that they don't get as much energy from things like protein supplements that they used to. And there's a reason for that, because of the declining activity within the cells and the genes in the cells and the building blocks.
Right. I was going to say it's because that activity is slowed down internally, not with the creation of the muscle, but with the sign. Are we supposed to be building muscle? It's like they're lost. So you got to wake that signal up. The genetic signal is what I'm understanding from speaking with you.
Yeah, there's signaling pathways that could be thought of as roads. And these roads or these freeways start over time, if they're not repaired on a regular basis, start falling apart. There's potholes and different things. And there's also things like in the body, like traffic that regulate the flow of energy. There's also chaperones. There's molecules that chaperone some of these beneficial substances like proteins and so on. So if you don't have the chaperones, the traffic cops, the repaired potholes, which are the signaling pathways, And the energy source itself, which is the source of the entire energy system in the mitochondria, then no matter how much protein or vitamins and things that you take, is going to be minimally affected.
Right. And you were talking about protein powders. So a lot of people are familiar with how to take powders. We have a great powdered supplements as well. How is Myotrol used? How do you actually take the supplement?
Well, along with your general products taking like protein supplements, you would take the Myotrol on a daily basis. For example, in the morning, prior to or a few hours before consuming the other supplements, you could also take it with simultaneously. It's not going to matter that much. But what the Myotrol is going to do is open up the systems and the signaling pathways within the body to make those supplements that much more effective.
Awesome. That's great. What we like. We like that.
So, Eric, from the short amount of time that people have been using Myotrol, what have you seen are the benefits that people are getting?
Well, generally speaking, people are, they're finding it easier to be much more active. They're finding their stamina and endurance increasing, and they're finding their motivation and their mobility to be much better. One of the things that people often forget about, and which is a critical part of why aging muscle is such a huge economic problem. For example, muscle strength in aging population is estimated to cost the medical industry over $18 billion a year. It's a massive health cost. And that's another reason why conducting research in this area was so important, because it's a huge unmet medical need, and also it represents a huge cost to our medical system. So, for example, just the issue of a loss of mobility or motility, which you can translate that also into loss of balance. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the big reasons why people fall and break a bone and have a serious health complication that was associated or originated with aging muscle. Is falling down is a direct result of a loss of control over the muscles, loss of the strength. If you lift your leg to climb the stairs, place your leg in the right place because you didn't lift it high enough, you're going to fall. And it's really important to consider how, what a huge problem balance and maintaining balance. And that's directly related to muscle integrity and muscle signaling.
Yeah, and people's bones actually get weaker as their muscles get weaker. So now if they do fall, there's a much higher chance of having a fracture.
A broken
bone. Exactly.
That's insane. That's crazy when you think about it. So as the muscles get weaker, the bones get weaker. That's because there's not as much tension and there's not as much pulling on the bone. So it's not being used as much. Is it another case? If you don't use it, you lose it, with the same type of thing with the bones?
Partially, yeah. But also there's some nutritional aspects to that. But yes, bone strength and density and hardness is ultimately directly related to pressure, to putting pressure on the bone. That helps to maintain the integrity. There's obviously other factors that go into the matrix of bone itself, but the movement or the lack of movement or a sedentary lifestyle is one of the primary contributors to osteoporosis and bone loss.
So if you have a loss of muscle, you don't feel like moving around that much, you get more and more sedentary, your bones get more brittle.
And then you try to stand up and start moving and you're weak and you lose balance and you fall and you break your hip.
Yeah.
Which is horrible.
I often tell people also the analogy of space flight, an astronaut who is, if we ever do go to Mars, they're going to need to deal with muscle loss that comes with a lack of gravitation. So one key issue would be Myotrol would be the perfect supplement for somebody going to Mars who wants to prevent the loss of both muscle loss and bone strength loss that will come with a lack of gravitation.
That's amazing.
I didn't think about that, but that makes sense because they talk about losing muscle strength and I think they get shorter because there's nothing to pull on the muscles. So everything's light and you're not really using them. I mean, you're moving them, but when you're not using it, you lose it. And then your gene, I could imagine if you're not needing to create new muscle because everything's lighter, then your genes might say, well, we better not make more muscle, right? And so by taking something like Myotrol that keeps that active pathway, that genetic pathway, signaling pathway open, even in an environment where there's no gravity, it will tell you to keep making muscle, right?
Exactly.
That's great.
That's, hey, that's Raleigh,
bingo.
Raleigh, you have a bottle to show us what the
Myotrol
look like.
Yes, so and, I'm sorry. Here you go. This is what we're talking about here.
Eric, we understand they're going to be in gel caps. And
that's correct.
The average person just takes one a day. If people want to really start to improve and increase, you can take more than one a day.
That's correct.
And you take
over a period of time, people will notice that as it begins to shift the gene activity and the core principles that are involved in muscle loss and energetics, over a period of a couple of weeks, they'll begin to notice more and more dramatic changes that occur. I mean, it's not something that will occur overnight in 24 hours, but over time, it's sort of, I tell people, the aging body is sort of like a giant cruise ship, like a Viking cruise ship. It takes a long time to turn that ship. If it's heading towards an iceberg, the iceberg might be 20 miles out, detected by the radar, but the ship needs to start turning a long time before it gets close to that iceberg. The body's sort of, the aging body is sort of like that giant Viking cruise ship. It takes a while to start turning it back in the direction of youthful activity, or the way that those genes and those signaling pathways function when a person was in their teens or their early 20s.
That's really great, Eric.
But what you're saying is that it might take a while to turn, but it's possible. That's the key.
Well, Eric, listen, we wanted to say thank you taking time out of your day to talk with us. Congratulations on the creation of Myotrol. We're all looking forward to taking it coming up soon here. And we wanted to say thank you also to everyone who is watching and listening to Live Forever Young Radio. And Eric, we look forward to bringing you back on the show another time soon.
Yeah, before we sign off, I was going to say, he mentioned there's a lot more intricate things earlier in the recording. So I'm hoping that you'll come on again and we can go into a little bit more of these, because it's quite intriguing. And I know our audience loves it. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. I want to say thanks again, Eric. I appreciate you being here, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to Live Forever Young Radio. For more podcasts or to check out our Boomer products, check us out at boomerboost.com. Thanks for listening.